A tour of a pork processing plant takes a hard hat, waterproof boots, and a strong stomach.
Were you wanting to go to the keel side? Because if we are, we're going to have to get hairnets.
Okay, and hairnets. I'm at the Farmland Foods plant in Milan, a factory in northeast Missouri. Manager Tim Messman is showing me the two sections. There's what's called the kill side, or slaughterhouse, where the animal is cut up into edible parts like, say, a pork chop. Then there's the rendering side, where the pig is broken down into fats and proteins, non-edibles that end up in dozens of other products.
Our capacity is 10,500 hogs a day. We'll kill that in 10 hours. We'll cut that in a little over 9.
This plant is owned by Smithfield Foods, the largest pork producer in the world. Todd Scherbing is Smithfield's Senior Director of Rendering. He starts our tour at the beginning of the process, which is the end for the animal.
We call it the disassembly process. So we actually take the hog and start breaking it down into its smaller components.
The hogs, just stunned by an electric bolt, are hanging from back legs on large hooks, moving along one by one on a line. A worker jabs the animal at the throat with a knife and the blood pours out into a trough. That's the first part that will be rendered.
Rendering's been around for a very long time, back to when the Native Americans realized that if you poured blood on your corn crops, they grew better because it's a good fertilizer.
Jessica Meisinger is with the National Renderers Association, which likes to say it's the world's oldest recycling system. For centuries, tallow or beef fat was made into candles and soap, among other things. Now, 56 billion pounds of raw material is rendered annually in the U.S. and Canada. Grease is made into biofuels, animals into livestock feed, pet food, and pharmaceuticals. Back at the plant, the line of hooks snakes along the ceiling. I see hog heads, livers, and other body parts moving from one point to another. At one stop, we find a tray covered in frost and holding tiny red beads. Scherbing says they are pituitary glands.
Pituitary glands are actually, pound for pound, the most valuable product we make. It takes a lot of pituitary glands to make a pound used in the making of insulin.
Medicines like insulin and the blood thinner heparin are produced from hog byproducts. It's all those uses that ranks meat processing as one of the most efficient in the food chain. A UN Food and Ag group says just 4% is lost to waste in North America, compared with 10% in the processing of grain products. But it's also profitable. Smithfield is a $14 billion company, $1 billion just from rendering. Dana Gunders studies food waste at the National Resources Defense Council, an environmental group.
Once you get to the processing stage, the manufacturers, they often own the product at that point. It's certainly in their interest to use every little bit of it that they can.
Entering the rendering side of the plant is a physical blow. It's hot and loud. My glasses fog up. I gag several times at the smell, which I'm told is decomposition.
All of the byproducts from our kill and our cut process make it over here into our raw material bin. Raw material is going to be skin, cutting fat, bones, skulls, entrails, all of that.
The raw material is crushed, breaking the bones and making the pieces into small chunks. It's then sent to the supercooker, a huge barrel-shaped machine that is essentially a giant deep-fat fryer. The bone and meat meals, both wet and dry, are made mostly into livestock feed and pet food. Although just half of the animal is cut into meat, Smithfield's Scherbing says nearly 100% of it is used.
The saying that we've used is we sell everything but the squeal.
From this plant, all these products are then shipped out, the meat to groceries and restaurants, the rendered materials to other factories. So the world's oldest recycling system is responsible for something you probably used today. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.